It was Fats Domino. He sang a couple of famous walking songs. And the idea of walking to New Orleans came from him inviting a songwriter to come and visit. And the other bloke lived 200 k's away and told Fats he didn't own a car, so he'd have to walk. I don't think either of them had much money at this point. Fats would also walk his piano across the stage with his knees when he performed sometimes. And he did live to the age of 89, even though he wasn't thin, so maybe the walking did him good. There's been such a lot of talk about walking. How many steps should we take for health if walking is our main form of exercise? It was 5,000 a day when the first wearables came out. I remember people talking about that as the goal. Then 10,000 steps for no reason whatsoever, except that the Japanese character for 10,000 resembles someone walking. Lately, researchers seem to have settled on a total of 7,000 to 8,000 steps a day. If you can't face that prospect or fit it into your daily routine, we have good news, which it's claimed will add 3 years to your life on average. Again, 5,000 steps, but only three times a week. Dr. Joanne Costa E. Font is a professor in health economics. The team leader at the Aging and Health Lab at the London School of Economics. He's also been a research fellow at Harvard, Oxford and the University of California. Good morning, Joanne. Good evening to you.
Good morning and evening.
Your study focused, I think, on the National Health Service in the UK and how £15 billion a year could be saved if just half of the inactive people put one foot in front of the other and headed out the door. That's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's, in Britain, about 50% of the population are inactive. So if we were to get them to do about 5,000 steps and then manage to get the moderately active to do the same, that would increasingly save resources to the NHS. And overall, it would be about this figure, exactly.
Joanne, we've heard so many different recommendations regarding steps, and your 5,000 figure, three times a week, doesn't sound too hard to do, won't make you super fit, but it will stave off the major diseases of inactivity?
Exactly. So it all depends what is that you are pursuing. So if you are pursuing just reducing your mortality risk, actually 5,000 steps do it. But of course, there are other goals. If your goal is to reduce aging, the aging process, or to improve your mental health, then maybe you would need a few more steps. Our findings show that once an individual hits the number of 5,000 steps, extra steps don't really affect the risk of mortality. That's what we find.
Right, but for other benefits such as mental health and increased fitness, 7,500 a week is a day is still optimal?
Exactly. So if we want to, for instance, improve our mental health, all the way to 10,000 would be actually optimal. The figure is between 7,500 and 10,000. Now, if we want to actually delay aging, then perhaps we would need to go a bit beyond the 10,000.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How do we know this, seeing as we've heard so many figures over the years, how do we know this from looking at the lives of these million people?
Right. So this data that we've been looking at is quite unique in the sense that this insurance company operates with incentives. So they basically offer people discounts or even coffees every other week, rewards of different kinds, including social rewards, when they achieve a certain exercise target. And they are not really far out or, too different from estimates from other previous studies. So they are very credible.
Yeah, I understand. You'd probably have to have them all wearing wearables to demonstrate that. Otherwise, you'd just take their word for it.
Exactly. And that's the advantage of this study. That is that it's not relying on self-reported data, because we all more or less lie when it comes to exercise. We tend to report that we exercise a bit more than what we do. But this is actually objective data. We provide actually individuals with smartwatches and they literally measure our exercise programs. So we don't need to rely on people's trust.
Professor Joanne Costa E. Font is with us. What interested me as well is that even if you only manage 5,000 steps once a week, there's a benefit, isn't there?
Yeah, it seems that we are hardwired to exercise, even if it's 10,000, like 1,000 steps. Like any kind of improvement in physical activity does have an impact, no matter what.
And if you think it's too late to start walking, you're wrong.
Absolutely, there's effects even at old age. Individuals over 80, they still actually benefit from starting some kind of exercise routine. You can delay your risk of mortality at any age. There's a number of different measures that the literature has, like metabolic equivalent tasks. But measuring steps is a very simple way for all of us to sort of identify whether we are exercising or not. There is a bit of variability there, and what we find is that the fact that individuals don't exercise absolutely every day doesn't really make a difference. But at least there should be like three episodes of exercise a week.
The other advantage, or seeming advantage, of your study, just finally, is that we're told about the 150 minutes we should be doing a week, but 5,000 steps 3 times a week sounds easier.
It sounds easier, but it's not too different. I mean, 5,000 steps is about 2.5 miles, right? So it would probably take about the same time as 150 minutes a week. So it's credible. I mean, these estimates very much tally with what we can regard as common sense.
You've just said something interesting because people talk about this and I've heard different versions. So you can virtually halve your steps to get the number of miles, and we can convert that to kilometres, to get the number of miles that you've travelled.
Absolutely, yes. In the end, it doesn't really matter which measure we use. If the steps are a measure that is handy and easy to understand, then let's use that.
Thank you for the research. Thank you for your time talking to us about it too. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you.